Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Everybody, it's Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer, and it's a groovy Monday. Yes, we are doing the astrological influences. Today, we got our special guest, Jan Van Eiselstein, in the studio with us. She'll be coming up here in a little bit. So, just kind of getting my chops back. I've been gone for a couple weeks. And, wow, did I have a full couple weeks? So we're back live in the studio. I want to say hey to my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Been getting some feedback from y'all. It's really nice to have you aboard. And would love for you to go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com. And on the right side, you can click on iTunes to subscribe to this show. You can rate the show, you can write a review, and I'm going to, you know, ask a little favor of you all listening. I would love to see a few more of you get onto iTunes and write a review, because it just helps people know what we're doing here and get them interested in the show. That's pretty cool. You can listen to the archives of this show, all the past shows, on my website. That's Michelle Morgan, Michelle with one L, morgan.org. Go to the radio show page. And you can click on any of the shows and listen to them right there on your computer. If there is a topic that you would like me to cover on the show, I would love to hear from you. Last show was a listener inspired, and we got a couple of great topics coming up here in the near future that are listener inspired, and would just love to get some more ideas from y'all. So you can send me an email from my website, or you can shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. Yes, I'm going to ask you once again to get onto my Facebook fan page. And you can do that through my website, michellemorgan.org. Click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and it'll take you into Facebook, and you can get all signed up. And I'm also going to bug my Facebook fans to get on that page and write a review. You can actually click on the little review icon and get in there and give me your feedback. Would love to hear from you. So we have a great show today. I, for one, am fascinated in a good way and in a little bit of a shaky way about what's happening on the planet right now. Holy Christmas. So Jan's going to be giving us some great information today about not only what's going on globally, but kind of how you can, you know, put it into play in your personal life. But first, I think we should have our prerequisite weekly visit from the good doctor.
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Animal Spirit Guides from Dr. Stephen Farmer has a show on this station, 4 p.m. Thursdays, Earth Magic Radio. Here's the critter that showed up today, and I'm telling you something, you can't make this stuff up. Giraffe showed up. Giraffe says, keep your head up, have faith, and trust your gut regarding the situation you're dealing with at present. You'll have to reach a bit, but you will achieve your goal. Keep your eye on the possibilities. They're just on the horizon. It's better to not act too hastily in this situation. Spend some social time with friends and family. And finally, make it a point to be a better listener and to be clearer in your communication in both professional and personal relationships. That's kind of funny to me, considering you don't necessarily think of giraffes as being very talkative. However, my stepson informs me that giraffes do, in fact, make a very particular sound halfway between a cow and a goat. Yeah, so I'm just going to take his word for that and just trust that little scientific fact. So we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to get Jan Van Eiselstein talking about the planets. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away. When the
with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the hosts and for others.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Watching it, a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a dream. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
Welcome, welcome. You're just tuning in. This is Living on a Prayer, and I am Michelle Morgan. The hostess with the mostest.
With the most.
With the mostest. Absolutely. What did you think I said?
The mostest.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yes, folks. She's back. Jan Van Eiselstein. Jan's been a professional astrologer since 1976. She blends postmodern astrology with Eastern philosophy. And she's a published author through the University of Washington Press. She lectures on Siberian shamanic studies and has a private practice in Seattle through Pathfinder Counseling. Jan, welcome back, babe.
Well, thank you so very much.
Really
great
nice
to, be
to
back.
Have you.
Yeah,
really
thank
nice
you.
To have
thank you.
Thank you,
Barb. Thank you for that great music.
Yeah. Yeah, that's we had a major request from Jan that we do the...
Well, how many songs are there about astrology?
There just
one.
Aren't. One.
One.
There it is. And so you're going to hear it a lot this hour.
That's it.
So before we launch into everything that's happening, I have a question for you.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
I get this question all the time from people.
Okay.
What is the difference between a horoscope and an astrology chart? because people all the time are, you know, they read the horoscopes in newspapers or whatever, and they're like, well, sometimes it fits and sometimes it doesn't. And so a lot of times people are, you know, immediately suspect about astrology because of a horoscope. So help, enlighten me, darling.
Well, unfortunately, people need to understand they are not their sun signs.
Okay.
They're not their sun signs. They have all 12 signs in their chart.
Right.
So it would be like me saying, okay, I'm going to define you, Michelle, because you have brown eyes.
Okay.
So everybody that has brown eyes is this way.
Right.
So it's much more complicated than that. And unfortunately, newspaper horoscopes really have a tendency to belittle astrology.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that. What do you mean?
Well, people think that they're sun signs.
Right.
I mean, if you want to look at the word horoscope, when astrology first began in ancient Greece, you were not seen as your sun sign. Horoscope comes from Horus, which is the hour. So it had everything to do with the hour that you were born.
Oh, interesting.
So that was, so in ancient Greece, you were your rising sign, not your sun sign.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
See, I never knew that.
Yeah.
So, you're a brilliant woman.
Well.
Seriously. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how? So given that, are horoscopes completely like just don't read them?
I wouldn't read them.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I wouldn't read. They trivialize astrology.
Yeah. Makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
So we're not going to trivialize astrology today.
No, I think we're going to talk about.
We got some major stuff
happening.
Yeah,
the world is hemorrhaging.
That's a great way to put it.
The world is hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
The revolution I talked about.
Yeah, several shows.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple shows back has come into being, and it's going to keep coming into being through the end of this year.
Wow.
And it's going to intensify in the month of April.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's not intense enough.
No.
Wow.
No, 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 no.
So in what way? Give us a little feedback.
Well, I think that the Northern African region and the Islamic world is going to continue to undergo great revolutionary change. But then again, you've got all the people that are losing their jobs that are members of unions in this country.
Right.
And they're protesting at various different state houses. So it's going on everywhere.
Okay. So I'm always, you know, preaching the treasures in the darkness thing.
Treasures in the darkness.
So talk a little bit, if you can, about, so we're going to, it's going to intensify in April. And I know there's probably a lot of people listening right now going, holy crap, can it get any worse?
Of course it can get worse.
Yeah, it can get worse. You bet.
Absolutely.
You bet. So what?
It's kind of like watching Charlie Sheen.
Oh, God.
You know, it's a train wreck. You just can't keep your eyes off.
Isn't that amazing? But so what's the potential good that's going to come out of this?
Well, if you think about what the revolution's about astrologically, people want their rights. People have a right to be free. They have a right to feel like they're alive in the world, that they can make choices in the world. And it's time for all the old corrupt dictatorships to fall.
Good.
I mean, if you think about the last time this particular configuration came around, it was around the American Revolution. And this set in motion the French Revolution that followed. And then, of course, Europe lost most of their monarchy.
Right.
So it's come around again.
Wow. So how long, typically, do these types of things take in order to start to see the rebuilding process?
Well, I think if you watch Egypt right now, they're rebuilding.
Right.
I think you have these big explosions, and then everybody slowly starts to put the pieces back together.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that they're going to put the pieces back together in a truer way, or do you think people are going to just put the pieces back together in the old way?
I don't think they're going to put the pieces back in an old way, except for Yemen, which I'm really worried about right now.
Talk about that.
Well, you know, the southern part of Yemen is primarily occupied by tribes that are involved with Al-Qaeda. Mm. They're all the fundamentalist, the extremist Islamic groups, and they're wanting to take over the government.
Interesting.
So I'm going to be very interested to see if NATO or other or the Arab League gets involved with that particular revolution that's happening as we speak.
How does the astrology look for that? I mean, what's in the planet specifically that give us any indication of
well,
that?
Well, we still have that huge T-square going on. We've got all those planets. We've got Mars. As of today, we have Mercury, Jupiter, Sun, and Uranus in Aries. Mars is late-degree Pisces. It's about to move into Aries. It's all opposing Saturn and squaring Pluto. Now, that's a lot of astrological jargon, but what it means is that people are sick of being oppressed.
Mm, yeah.
And things have to change. The old structures have to be brought down, and everything needs to be healed.
So I know just enough about astrology to be dangerous.
Okay, good.
So my
well, at least you don't believe your sun sign anymore. Thank God for that.
No, I mean, I've always said, you know, I'm this double Sagittarius sun and moon, which is very true. But the Virgo thing is way bigger for me. There's no question my Virgo really kicks
course,
in. Of course,
of course. You're everything. You're the whole universe. The whole universe.
Amen. So when I hear you talk about the way those planets are specifically lined up, you know, that more explosive energy in Aries. Mm-hmm. It's real sudden. It's real, you know, I can't take it anymore kind of energy. And Saturn is this old guard. It's the old way. It's the taskmaster, right?
But that's in Libra. It's the Pluto in Capricorn that's causing this.
Okay.
But the nice thing about is that when the structure, Saturn, is rebuilt, it has to accommodate for everybody's needs.
Wow, that's
amazing. And that's what this whole planetary configuration is all about.
So that's actually, in some ways, a planetary guarantee to a certain effect that we're not going to build the same old structures, right?
Absolutely,
okay.
Absolutely.
Wow,
that everybody's needs comes into play.
Okay. So I'm not hugely political. Mm-hmm. I will just cop to that right the heck now.
Oh, you're not like me who watches CNN
24/7?
What's happening now? Who's blowing up who? Oh, my
CNN,
goodness.
CNN, isn't that the cooking network? Oh, wait. The cooking network.
Who's doing what to what?
but here's a question that is sparked for me in this. Because a lot of people have been just absolutely down on President Obama for quite some time now. And one of the complaints that I keep reading about is that he's wishy-washy and he's trying to please everybody. But is that in some respects a little bit of that Saturn in Libra, where it's like wanting to, you know, take into accountability all those puzzle pieces, and it takes longer to bring it all together when you're doing that?
I don't think he wants to experiment in the same old cowboy diplomacy.
Amen.
That Bush Jr. Just going into someplace.
Yeah, just marching in willy-nilly and
absolutely
saying it's got to look this way. And
absolutely.
Yeah, interesting. So you and I talked on the phone a while ago, and I am so completely fascinated by this. Again, not a huge political girl, but you were talking about that supermoon that we had. Wow, did everybody get to see that thing?
That was fabulous. Holy Christmas,
that was amazing. I went outside and I couldn't see it, but the sky was really bright, and I called my best friend Liz, and I actually texted her and I said, can you see the moon? If you can, please send it over here. And she texted me right back and said she did, and literally in that second the thing just
rose
up over the horizon. I was stunned.
Isn't
it was so beautiful. But talk to me about what happened in the precise moment.
Well, it was so odd. I got all these calls from all my old clients being rather worried about, well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And I said, I don't know what's going to happen. Probably something big. Now, this is before the whole Libyan assault began.
Okay.
So, of course, it went on that night. And the next morning, I was diligently sitting in front of CNN again, watching the Pentagon briefings. And at the exact moment of the supermoon was when 112 Tomahawk missiles were released in Libya, toward Libya. Exact
That's
moment.
Not a second before and not a second after.
Not a second after. I jumped up
second
and down and said, oh, okay. Oh, good. Astrology works.
Okay. So for the people that don't understand what did that super, how did that tie in? I mean, how did that exact precise moment of the supermoon tie into 112 Tomahawk missiles being
Because
launched?
That supermoon moved into Libra. It was on its way to hitting that Saturn. So it was a moon-Saturn conjunction. It was setting off that whole T-square that was going on.
Wow. So it would be about, let's go in and clean up
Absolutely.
Some corrupt situation.
Right.
Okay. Wow. With major firepower.
With major firepower. But with discriminating.
Right. Right.
It didn't hit any of the civilian
right.
locations,
right.
only the military locations.
Interesting. Oh, that is so fascinating
yeah.
to me.
You know, more I think about this, I think this whole experience that we are all having right now in the world is preparing us for 2012.
Okay. And which is going to bring what?
I have no idea.
Okay.
A new level of consciousness.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I agree. I believe that.
I don't think it's going to be the end of the world, but I think everything that needs to be ripped away and healed right now
yeah.
before 2012
yep.
is being addressed at this moment.
I keep hearing that the end of the world as we know it. What is that song? Who's that that does that song?
R.E.M.
End of the world as we know it.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Because it is really the end
right.
of the world as we know it.
Consciousness
we've known
is
it.
Changing.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and that ties in so strongly with my literal obsession and compulsion to teach more and more about intimate relationship with God. It's all about faith, because if you don't have faith right now, the world is a terrifying place. It's
absolutely,
absolutely terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think I've been saying for a number of years now that that's what we're building up to, is this place where people are in choice about either walking in the world from this very human, limited, fear-based perspective, or they're going to step into this, the role of grace, basically,
mm-hmm.
and have that connection to God, so that not only do these things make more sense in that bigger picture, but you can find the treasure in the darkness. Because if you're just watching CNN and you don't have the information of that bigger picture, you know, what's the potential? Then, you know, to me, that's what, just turn the TV off and end it. You know, it's done, because the world just seems like it's coming to an end.
Right.
So
right.
it's amazing. So I definitely want to hear more of what you have to say about sort of this bigger global thing that's happening. And then I think we'll take a short break. And then when we come back, let's dive into you have this great list, which, by the way, thank you for sending to me. I've been using that.
Oh, good.
Of kind of the more localized energies and how people can use them between now and the May Day, if you will.
Right.
So tell me a little bit more about anything else you can tell us about this bigger picture.
Well, it's kind of curious, because I know it's important to see how you can take this energy at this time and apply it to your own life.
Amen.
It's all relational. That's the first thing that I would say. It's all about relations with other people. It's getting your needs met and your ability to feel like you can assert for your own self-interest and have boundaries, and at the same time accommodate for other people
right.
and other people's needs, and find a balance in that.
That's so interesting, because we just did that show on boundaries. And talking in that show so much about boundaries are not something that you create outside of yourself. It's about knowing who you are, knowing what your truth is, and understanding the truth of other people. And then you can create more of a healthy back and forth with someone.
Correct.
Because you're not trying to make somebody be different than they are. You're just recognizing the limitations of that particular relationship, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then responding accordingly. So
right.
interesting. So anything else about, I guess, the political, but also just, I know a lot of people are just talking about the energy, literally the energy. People are waking up in the morning and they're feeling all this
jittery,
you know,
energy,
anxiety, and, you know.
Yeah. And that's naturally, it's spring, because
right.
everything's bursting and everything's popping up. And that's just the nature of spring.
Right.
But of course, with all these planets in Aries right now,
it's really,
it's kind of a supercharge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, it really is. It's I feel it. But I've been aware of those energies forever.
Right.
But for, you know, I'm talking to people who don't really understand any of that, and they're calling me with, why am I waking up out of a dead sleep having an anxiety attack, you know, for no apparent reason? So
I don't know,
kind of like having their finger in the light
you
socket.
Know, well, that's the whole thing. What do they need to heal within themselves?
Amen.
What do they need to heal? what needs to come out into the light? What dark secrets from the past do they need to look at and confront?
What corruption?
And corruption and healing.
Yeah.
It's all about healing.
And when I talk about corruption, I'm not necessarily saying that someone is corrupt. I'm saying that something is corrupted.
Right.
Some belief system is corrupted in their psyche that needs to be seen. And the only way that we see that stuff is if it's just shoved up louder than anything.
Well, yeah, because most people
demanding our attention.
Yeah, most people are going to employ the strategy of avoidance.
You mean the la 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 la
la la la?
I'm not listening.
Hello, hello. No. It's not me.
It's everyone else around me.
And then they'll project it, or they'll just avoid it because it's easier. It's much more comfortable than to really allow yourself to feel that, to really face the darkness.
Yeah, and my sense too is that anyone that's dealing with any kind of addiction right now, chemical addiction or other, you know, addictive pattern, that's probably pretty heightened right now, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Or they're having to take a really hard look at that at this point. And that's, you know, it's kind of interesting, again, using the whole celebrity thing, you know, Charlie Sheen and some of the other ones that we're seeing seriously meltdown, like seriously meltdown. And
well, he's coming to Everett. You know, he's doing his show
and he's coming
to Everett.
Oh, God love him. So here's my fear. I'm not trying to make light of this, but I'm kind of going, okay, this is all well and good. You're making millions of dollars off of somebody's insanity. It's not going to be so funny when he shows up on stage with an Uzi and starts, you know, doing something really scary.
Well, Charlie's pretty bipolar. So he's going to hit, he's in the manic stage.
Yes,
he's
going to
fall off the cliff and
go
into his depressive mode for a while.
Yeah, it's really sad. And you know, the ones to quote unquote blame here, it's not Charlie, it's his management.
It's those two goddesses at home.
Yeah.
It's those two goddesses, porn stars.
Oh, no.
The goddesses.
Oh, Charlie. God love you, because at this point, maybe that's all who loves you in reality. Bless your heart. Poor Charlie. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we are going to talk more specific about what you can do with the planetary influences. Jan Van Eiselstein, it's great to have you here. You're listening
to
Living on a
much.
Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Don't go away. Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan, and we are in the studio with Jan Van Eiselstein talking astrology. Make sure that you get onto the show archives on my website, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org, when this show gets up there, because trust me, you're going to want to listen to this one over and over again, because we are now going to talk about the energies between now and early May. And Jan, fill my listeners in on what they can be expecting here.
Well, I think that you're going to watch the world continue to explode through the month of April. The key dates for that, watch everything that occurs between April 3rd and the 17th.
And
I think that's where everything is going to peak.
Wow. And that's because of?
Because of the fact that Neptune's going to be moving into its own sign in Pisces, which is the let go, let God, have trust.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Mars is going to be moving into Aries, and so it's going to be energizing all of those Aries planets.
And Mars is such a warrior sign.
Well, it's Aries' natural sign.
Right, right.
So it's just going to kick things into high gear.
Wow, okay.
And it's going to kick things into high gear for everybody personally.
So let's talk a little bit about that. How, I mean, again, we're seeing this global thing, but how, what can somebody expect in their own life in kind of a, maybe a general way with that energy, or what can they do with it?
Well, if people are listening to their feelings and not shutting them out, it's a time for them to stand up for themselves, to really get out in the world, to make a change, to be, and possibly to go off and do something new, be a pioneer in some way.
That's what I was just wondering,
you know,
too.
Be a pioneer, start something new.
Yeah. Take a risk.
Take a risk.
Yeah.
Change your life.
Yeah. Because, and there again is my whole, you know, treasure in the darkness thing. I mean, we can look at this explosive energy as, oh my gosh, everything's falling apart, or we can get on the bandwagon, so to speak, and utilize it, because the energy's out there, right?
Well, yeah, but everything's always falling apart,
right?
I mean, that,
true.
You know, entropy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Everything's
That's
falling
so
apart.
True.
But this is about new beginnings,
yeah, yeah,
for everybody.
And so that energy's out there. You might as well take advantage of it,
right?
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's going to go. It's like you're in a big river, and it's all moving in one direction.
Right.
Now, you can go with the river and use the power behind it.
Or fight it.
Or you can fight it
and
think that you're going in the other direction, but it doesn't really matter if you're trying to go in the other direction, because everyone's still flowing down the river.
Right, right.
That's still the direction that the
energy's moving. And if you fight it, then you end up, you know, potentially drowning and going down the river anyway. So, you're going that direction one way or the
other. Well, you know, if you go with it, you've got the whole power of the universe. The
Isn't
whole power that of that ocean behind you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And you can subtly steer it, just like somebody puts a little oar on a boat.
Right, right. Well, and this also fits so much with what I'm always talking about, which is in these particular time frames when this energy is heightened for big change, take advantage. What patterns are not serving you anymore? And believe me, anybody listening to this show has enough consciousness to at least recognize they got some patterns that aren't serving them.
And it's going to come up in relationships, though. It's not just something that's going to happen internally because of the opposition.
Right.
It's all about relationships.
You bet. Well, that's where that's where you see yourself bigger than life anyway. That's the funhouse mirror is in
the
relationship.
The funhouse mirror, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, whether they're intimate or even your social connections.
You bet. No, it makes
absolutely
total sense. All right.
Now, the interesting thing that I find is that a lot of times if somebody were coming to me with this as their natal chart and this particular aspect was happening specifically for them, they would always ask, okay, where do I need to go?
Mm.
What do I need to do? And the end point of that in an astrological configuration is such, the actual healing process is going to come by people learning to be better listeners.
Interesting.
By people learning to not judge other people, to love people unconditionally.
Right.
Because the balancing point of this is Cancer.
Okay.
The opposite of Capricorn, this Pluto and Capricorn
square
that's going on.
Okay.
So not only are we going to accommodate for other people's needs, but it's about really bringing them into a family. Mm. Or even family on a bigger level can be seen as homeland. So all these homelands are in chaos.
Yes. Well, reading a article on Yahoo about Japan, and this gentleman was talking about, you know, he's lost everything. He's literally lost absolutely everything. But he said, "I'm so proud to be Japanese," because he said, "No one's looting.
Right.
No one's robbing. Mm-hmm. Everyone is coming together to help everyone." And that is so astonishing.
Yes, except for the smart guy who went to the Sendai Bank after the earthquake and went into the bank vault and got $500,000 in yen, and they still can't find it.
Are you serious?
No, that was in the news.
Oh, wow. Well,
so,
we'll trust that the planetary energy will catch up with him.
Well, hopefully he'll give it away to all the poor people.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got this energy peaking till the 17th, and then what?
And then I'm not sure when things are going to calm down.
Yeah, I know.
But I think this is all leading us somewhere. We've all got to believe that this mm-hmm. craziness that's going on personally and or globally is leading us somewhere. You have to have that faith.
Absolutely. And if you don't?
And if you don't, I don't know. You'll just keep going, la, 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 la. What? It's everybody else's problem. It's not mine. What?
Well, my take on it is if, again, we're being pushed to faith. We're being asked to step up our faith. And if you don't have it, if you're not willing to seek it, then things will get louder in your personal world.
Well, it's going to come at you from the external environment.
Absolutely.
If you don't deal with it,
you bet.
It'll come at you either through somebody behaving in that way to you, telling you that you're a tyrant,
right?
That you're bossy, that you don't care about other people.
Right.
You know, you'll be accused of it. It'll come back at you.
Interesting. Okay.
It will come back at you.
Okay. So then as we head out of that peak time, then what can people expect?
Well, I think everybody's getting ready for 2012.
Okay.
I think people are going to reevaluate not only their position for themselves and in relationship to other people and perhaps to their family, but they have to... It's going to be interesting to see what's produced, because as we move out of this Aries energy, which is just this rushing forth in life and get out of my way, and it's you know, it's my way or the highway. The positive aspect of that is there will be something physically produced from it. Something physically will be manifested, because the next part of this movement is into Taurus.
So talk about that a little bit. I'm
okay.
curious.
Well, I mean, if you look at the archetype of Aries, not somebody that's a sun sign Aries, but just the archetype of Aries. Aries is just that primitive raw energy that goes forth.
Right.
It's the pioneering. It's like the gentleman or the woman that says, "Okay, you guys, get on your wagon train. I'm going to take you across the Columbia River and take you on a path and take you to a new land."
Right.
Okay, but once Aries has done that, Aries isn't content to sit there. Aries wants to go do something new.
Go find the next new horizon.
Yes, absolutely. But what Taurus is the settler.
Oh, interesting.
Taurus is, okay, let's settle down. What makes us feel safe? What makes us feel secure? We have to manifest things that we can actually see and touch in the environment that have everything to do with our own personal security.
Wow.
So you're going to see a lot of manifestation.
And when is that? When does that happen?
Oh, that'll be coming up this summer.
Okay.
Into the fall.
Wow.
As things progress, absolutely.
See, this is...
You know, the neat thing about astrological signs that are next to each other, they're almost like reaction formations.
Right.
So if Aries explodes out into the world, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and it's my way or the highway, and get out of my way, and I don't care if you like me or not, I'm just going to do what I need to do because I deserve the right to be me. then Taurus, its next sign, says, I am everything that Aries is not.
Right.
it kind of reacts and goes in an absolute opposite direction.
Well,
I'm safe, I'm stable, and I'm secure.
So there's some phenomenal checks and balances in that, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah. And all the planets are typically, they move from a position of being yin and yang and yin and yang, outer and inner, right, throughout the whole traditional zodiac.
And that's what I love the most about astrology, because it fits also with the archetypes in the tarot and the archetypes in the subconscious, is that each one moves into the next. It
Absolutely.
Takes you on this really an incredible journey. The word journey is so overused,
right,
but that's really what it is.
Absolutely.
And by understanding this stuff, even just by having even just a basic understanding of those archetypes, you then have more ability to utilize those energies in a way that's positive.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're going to be, you know, people can't avoid this. I would look at it as, okay, I'm hosting this in my life.
Yeah.
How can I best use this energy at this time?
You bet. Well, and it's funny, too, because I've been talking to people now for about a year and a half about taking risks. It's time to take risks.
Absolutely.
Big ones. I mean, ones that seem potentially really scary and really unrealistic. It's time to take a chance.
And if you don't take a chance, it's going to happen to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, suddenly,
anyway.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
You
you'll lose your job, or this will happen, or relationship will leave, or something will happen in the environment to make you go forward.
Right. And this is also, boys and girls, why I preach relentlessly about that relationship with God. If you have that faith that God is guiding you to your highest and best good, then you can utilize this energy with a whole lot less fear than you're going to have just from that human perspective, because that's where we get tripped up.
Right.
You know, here's this, we're on the verge of this massive, revolution and pioneering energy, and it's time to take these big risks. And then you turn around and go, yeah, but the economy is still bad and the housing market's still bad and, nobody's loaning money. I mean, everybody goes into all of these human excuses of fear. But if you're in that place of faith, you can say, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and jump. I'm going to go ahead and take this huge risk, and I'm going to trust what's coming for me.
Well, I mean, you might as well use the energy of the whole universe behind you.
A freaking man.
To make these changes.
Yep. You bet. Oh, I personally right now am looking forward to that Taurian thing.
Yes, when everything
really
calms down and says, okay, all right, we made all these changes.
Yeah,
what can we do to make ourselves feel safe and secure and comfortable? And let's eat a lot of food and be couch potatoes and watch a lot of movies.
That probably won't be the best for me. But
everything shifts.
Yeah.
But it'll be a nice respite after all this craziness.
Absolutely. And can you give some specific dates on that, maybe?
Well, it's the end of April when the sun moves into Taurus.
Okay.
And into May.
Right.
You'll see it happen. It's not going to happen overnight. It'll
right.
happen very, very slowly as everything, day to day, it'll get a little more comfortable, a little more secure. But this is the time to make the changes.
Okay. Now, I had a question for you. Again, this is sort of an astrological thing that maybe some people don't understand, so I would love some clarity on this. So we have fast-moving planets, and then we have slow-moving planets.
Correct.
And right now, we have a combination of fast and slow-moving planets in Aries. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. So how does that work? I mean, is there anything you can tell us about that whole little dance?
Well, there's no way escaping the fast-moving planets. Now, they'll stay in a sign and create change for very long periods of time.
Okay.
A year, 2 years, 3 years, because they do move so slowly.
Okay.
And there's not much you can do about it. It would be like going up against the IRS. here somebody is a little citizen, and they're going to go after the IRS.
Right.
Okay, well, you probably won't win if you go up against something bigger and more powerful than you.
Okay.
So it's going to influence.
Right.
It has to be melded. It has to be taken and actually kind of syncretized into the quality of a slower moving planet. Now, you've got Jupiter. Jupiter is a pretty slow moving planet as well.
And that's
a big thing in Aries now, because it'll be in a sign for about a year.
Okay. So Jupiter's going to be in Aries till?
No, Jupiter's going to be in Aries for another 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
don't have the exact,
right.
but it's about 14, 15 degrees right now.
Okay.
So it's about halfway through, and it may retrograde back. I haven't looked that far in advance. I'm more concerned with the next 6 months, next year.
And remind my listeners what Jupiter's all about.
Jupiter's about faith. It's about trusting in God. It's like believing that God and the universe is a great place and that we're all here for a reason and that God is good and God is great and the universe is good and we have a purpose here.
Yeah. Very nice.
And that's its positive expression.
Yeah.
And its non-positive expression would be dogma, would be people proselytizing. Right. I'm the way, the only way.
Right. Right. Okay. Interesting. And so then those quicker moving planets. We got Mercury.
We got Mercury and the Sun and Mars, but Mars is not quite there. But, you know, you've got Uranus and, you know, most of the slower moving planets are causing this big upheaval right now.
Okay, that was part of
that's what's causing. Okay. And then there will be a two-week period here where it may be aspected by the quicker moving planets like the Sun or the Moon or Mercury or Venus.
Okay.
And then it'll sort of pass on.
So is it fair to say that when we move into that more Taurian energy, that's going to help stabilize this pioneering thing, so it's not erratic and crazy, but it's more usable? Is that fair?
If you make those changes, that's where you reap your rewards.
Okay.
That's where you go, okay, I worked really hard and I made all these changes, I took risk and I made all these changes in my life, and look, everything's stable again.
Yeah.
Oh, I can trust in everything. I don't have to worry that something's going to be the rug's going to be pulled out from under me.
Right.
I feel safe. I feel secure. I feel like I have enough money to be in this world.
Right.
And that my work is pretty stable.
Okay.
I can relax.
So would that also translate? Because I've got several clients that are on the verge of potentially starting a new business.
Or good.
You know, going for something that they've been wanting, you know, pretty much forever. So, and now it just feels incredibly risky to them. So when that Taurus energy comes in, will they be able to then start to see more of a or have more of a sense of stability about that risk?
Well, just because they have that idea, I think that's being evoked from the fact that these planets are in the position that they are in.
Right.
But, you know, they can move on them at any time, as long as they don't vacillate. I don't know. It really depends on their own chart.
Sure, you bet.
You know, you could have people that have a lot of great ideas, but they vacillate because they don't know which direction to go into. They don't want to go this way because then they may miss out over here.
That's why they're calling me.
Other. Right. Well, you know, and it's just go. Just do it.
Yeah,
I mean, amen. You got to be the Nike girl right now. Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah. No, that makes total sense. Cool. So what else can you tell us that's going on?
Well, I think people just need to get through this next month.
Okay.
I you know, whatever is going on with the earthquakes and the changes and governments. You know, what people forgot, the last time this Jupiter and Aries happened, which was about 12 years ago, is that all of Central America and all of South America got rid of their dictators in 12 years.
Yeah, interesting.
They had these bloodless coups. And democratic people were, you know, democratic governments were created, and they got rid of their old dictators and their old military leaders. And that during this horrible economic crisis that's been going on the last few years in this country and in Europe as well, did you know that the only place that's been growing economically has been South America and Central America?
Wow.
And that's why President Obama was down there to get more trade agreements, because they have lots of expendable income.
Right.
They've been growing. So they made a lot of changes in a real positive way the last time this Aries cycle was up.
Right. Interesting.
And so, they're in great shape.
Yeah.
They're the only people that are in great shape right now. So I think this Aries cycle with the Islamic world, basically, and making these changes, you know, it'll take time for them to sort everything out and figure out what they want and who they want to be and what they want their government to look like.
Right.
But I think it's great. I think it's really wonderful that there will be, you have to trust that there are going to be wonderful outcomes, even though it may take time. And for people that are personally making these changes, that it's not something you're going to see happen in a day or a week or a month. But, you know, in the next 6 months, they make their changes, you know, they'll actually see the manifestation.
Right.
Of the risks that they took, and then a year, and then a year and a half, you know, it'll happen.
Right.
They need to trust that.
Yeah. Well, and that's, again, I'm going to say it one more time, that's that whole faith piece. And so that's interesting to talk about that Central America 12 years ago went through this similar thing, and the way they handled it, you know, set them up in a better way. And so I think that's, you know, one of the things that I'm encouraging people right now to pray for is for their, first of all, for their own faith to be strengthened, but also to get the good out of this. One of my favorite prayer statements is there's golden good in this experience, and I claim it now. Even if you have to say that with your teeth gritted and tears running down your face because you're in the middle of something that's really scary, but to choose to claim the good in something will align you with that vibration of good and allow you to find it, because that's the only way I think that anything positive comes out of these kinds of huge shakeups.
Right.
Because it's just, from a human perspective, it's so scary. I mean, every time, and again, I don't watch CNN. I don't watch the news. I don't listen to the news. I get headlines on Yahoo. It's pretty much how I pay attention to the world, or the tabloids in the, you know, supermarket. And if I allow myself to get caught up in those, I feel so anxious and so jittery and so out of control, because, you know, how do you determine whether or not we're going out in a terrorist attack or a tsunami or whatever? You know, it feels like we have no control.
Well, no, and that creates a great deal of anxiety.
Absolutely.
We don't like change.
You bet.
We don't like change, but change has to happen.
Change has to happen. And so that faith piece is, to me, the single most important factor right now, because there's such brilliant good in that pioneering energy.
Right. And I would ask your listeners, because it's Jupiter and Aries, they may not have an absolute idea what their faith is, but it's felt internally.
Absolutely.
You know,
we're hardwired for faith.
Yeah, it's Jupiter and Aries. So it's like sitting down with somebody that's got a Jupiter and Aries and saying, well, what's your philosophy and what's your religion? And that person, if they had that natally in their chart, they'd say, you know, I really can't explain it to you in words. I just feel it inside.
Yeah, that's the hardwiring.
Absolutely.
Every human being's hardwired for God. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to encourage people over the course of the next 6 weeks, to up the ante on their faith, work with that more clearly, and then be willing to take the risks that they're being invited to take.
Absolutely.
You know, that they're being guided to take.
Well, it's going to take them to a better land.
Absolutely. No, I would agree with that completely. Absolutely. Jan, you rock.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetie. It's always fun to come in here
and
gossip about the planets. You know, I like to gossip about the planets.
Dish the dirt about the planets.
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
So how can listeners get in touch with you? Because I always encourage people, especially with this kind of energy going on, get your chart done. Find out how this does absolutely affect you. So how do they need to get a hold of you?
So they can call me in Seattle at area code 206-526-2959.
That number again.
206-526-2959.
Awesome. Well, I highly recommend Jan.
Oh, you're such a doll.
I seriously do. You rock.
You're such a doll.
You're really good. So this has been Tons of Funzo. Next week, we're doing a psychic free-for-all. So bring your questions. I'm sure you have lots of them now after everything we've been talking about. So if you like today's show, would love for you to email it to people you know who might like it too. And the show will be up in the archives in the next day or so on my website. That's michellemorgan.org. Go to the radio show page and you can click the little email button on the show. If you love the music, you can go to iTunes and download the songs. Yes, I had to spend more money on iTunes over the last several shows. Barbie, thank you very much. Barb Perry is crazy powerful.
She's our dolly.
With music.
She's our favorite dolly down here at the studio.
Oh, man, it's so good. And be sure to tune in next week, 12 noon Pacific, on contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Hope you all have a fantastic week. Looking forward to the Psychic Free-for-All next Monday. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Take good care, everybody, and take some risks.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of Attitude, Angels, and Answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.